Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Apex Theory, the best Apex Legends podcast you will find.
That is very true.
Sorry for the long break, but we were on our season break and for the podcast, and season breaks are basically, we'll only ever do them when we have a good amount of podcast episodes out already, and we can't make an episode this week, or whatever the week is, you know, if we can't make one because we're busy or something with our schedules, so then we'll just have a season break. Yeah, we really missed it, but to make up for it, we're going to do two episodes this week. We'll do this one that's discussing the Chaos Theory event changes, not necessarily talking about the event as much, and the next one will be Thursday, I think, somewhere around there. That'll be on the Aegis NA playoffs for Winter's Circuit, so, yeah, and then after that, we'll have our, after a week of that episode, like, after that, we're not sure what our episode will be, but we got some good ideas for you guys. So, anyway, how's life, Lucas? You haven't said a word yet.
Yeah, and by the way, I am a host on this podcast. But,
really?
So, yeah, we just wanted to end the season on a high note with the SF results interview, which, I don't know, man. I still can't, I'm still so happy, stoked we got him on, so.
Yeah, me too. And, hey, that also brings us, like, bigger possibilities for more guests in the future.
Exactly. We took decent increase on listenership, so.
Yeah, for sure. And we also, that's another reason why we decided that a season break would be good, because we wanted a time for people to listen to that one and enjoy it, because that was truly an amazing episode, just to learn how they got back together and everything. It's cool.
Yeah.
And now, let's get into Ask the Legends.
So the first review is coming from Clutch Kebab, of course, partner of the show, friend of the show now. Event skins. What are your favorite anniversary skins? My number one's gotta be Gibraltar.
Ew! The anniversary event Gibraltar skin was disgusting!
Oh, wait. Bro, I totally screwed up.
Thought it was Chaos Theory. Yeah.
Chaos Theory.
Bro, I was gonna say, the anniversary one, I hated that one. I didn't even like the first one they released to that one. That was,
it looked the crypto skin,
weird. Though. For you?
Yeah,
the crypto skin was cool. I personally liked the Chaos Theory one more. For me, my favorite, I really liked the Wraith one. The crypto one was cool, but definitely would have rather had the Bloodhound Razor Caustic. So, yeah. Thank you for the 5-star review again, Clutch Kebab. And the next review we have is from I think that's Gear L5, if I'm reading that correctly.
Gear L or Gearl.
I don't know. Hey, if you guys want, you can write a review and tell us how it's spelled. We're not the best at reading internet names. But it says, 5-star review, great podcast. Love it so much. I was wondering, what is the best legend comp ranked right now? It's complicated. For legend comps right now, I know we've done a lot of talk about, like, oh, this is the God Squad, the best legend comp you could have. But really, what it comes down to is, for ranked, it really comes down to what you and your team performs best with. Whether that's running a lifeline or a mirage, it's really whatever your team runs best with. But if I was to give anyone a recommendation, like, for instance, if you're trying to go competitive in real tournaments and stuff, I would probably suggest, you really can't go wrong with Wraith, Gibby, Bloodhound, although I definitely think there can be better ones if you throw in a Crypto or a Caustic here and there, or a Horizon. Definitely think you can't go wrong with any of those legends. But it also depends on the map. For right now, I think Olympus It's definitely, I think Olympus, the best, probably, at least the most, like, balanced one, has definitely got to be Wraith Gibby Horizon, with all the taller buildings and stuff. Not necessarily buildings, but you should have a lot of higher points that you can get up to easier. Just really fits in more with the map. Wraith Gibby, can't go wrong with either of them. World's Edge. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying yes, for sure.
So World's Edge, it's a good map for, it's really comp and everything. I'm not sure. It really depends on your playstyle and how, like, again, what your team goes best with. But I think if you're, I really am a fan of the Wraith Gibby Caustic. If you know how to, if you have someone who can play Caustic aggressively good, that's a good one. Wraith Gibby Caustic's good. Or not Wraith Gibby Caustic. Wraith Gibby Crypto. Same with Gibby Crypto Caustic. That's a good one. I'd say those are the top three. Or, of course, again, you can't go wrong with Wraith Gibby Bloodhound. Kings Canyon, haven't seen a ton of it recently, since it hasn't been in AOGS since Autumn Circuit, and that was only for a few of them. But I don't know. It's meta's just changed too much for ranked. Definitely. I don't know. I really can't say for Kings Canyon as much.
Yes, for sure. Like, it's like legend meta right now. It's like a news podcast. You can't go back and listen to a news podcast from 20 years ago.
Exactly.
So like, it's like it's always changing constantly. Like, it's literally like a newsroom.
That's why we're considering doing a Comp Legend Rankings 2.0 for our last one that we do. Just because, well, one, legends like Caustic, Crypto, Horizon, Revenant, not as much Revenant, but more of Horizon in them. They've moved up hugely. Some like Wraith, Bloodhound, gone a little bit further down with the changes to and everything. Especially to the circle, that's why Wraith's definitely not number one anymore, but, yeah, I think that's why we are considering doing it, but if we do, that'll be our last one, because we're gonna be able to do it in a way that it'll be more, how do you say it, it'll be accurate for multiple seasons at a time.
Yeah, for sure, but... Yeah, so next thing we are going to talk about is Apex Legends finally comes to Nintendo Switch and a free new legendary Pathfinder skin, which pretty dope.
Yeah, it was called PATH. It was an acronym. I do not remember what it stood for. Mainly because I don't have a Switch. My brother has one and he got it, but I didn't.
Hey, let me take a guess.
What?
Passive aggressive toe hider.
That definitely was not it. Good try though. I'm not disappointed about it. It was a dope skin, don't get me wrong, and cool for it to come to Nintendo Switch. But I don't know, I'm not the biggest Pathfinder player, specifically since I don't play pubs as often as I used to, and ranks my main thing to go to now. But yeah, overall no complaints there. With the Chaos Theory event, we got the new Bangalore heirloom. I thought it was a cool one. Came with a knife and a sheath. Yeah, it was definitely lit, but, you know, another knife.
Yeah, that is true. Like, it's lit, but here's the thing. I have to make a prediction. So, you see, there are heirlooms off of people's sayings, like, you know, Bangalore, cold steel on a hot day.
Yeah.
And then, I wonder if this means Horizons is going to be a wee cup of tea.
That's definitely not going to be Horizons heirloom.
Hey, I'm actually serious about that.
I mean...
happen, bro.
Considering they did do the Mirage statue, I could definitely see that maybe happening. They would definitely have to, like, include a lot of lore and make some cool features to it. I don't know. I don't really see them doing it, but I don't know.
It's an heirloom, though, when you have an arc star.
Yeah, you, Lucas, saying you're having an heirloom running around with your caustic ult. Gosh, Lucas. Yeah, if you want to catch great shenanigans with me and Lucas, you can pop in our Twitch streams. Knights of Ren for me, last year Rio for him, with a 3 for both the E's on us, and a T is my 1. Yeah, but back to the episode. We have the Caustic Town Takeover. It was at Water Treatment, and it's called Caustic Treatment now, and Mirage Voyage is gone. Scary? Is that scary, you know, taking it over? I mean, for me, not really. It was a good change, like, don't get me wrong, it's amazing for pubs and everything, but in ranked, it really sucked when the ending circle was on Mirage Voyage, and you just had to take the jump tower to get there, and every time we do that, you just get beamed, so, I don't know, it's a good change, considering they changed it within a couple weeks of ranked going away, but yeah, now we're on Olympus, I'm liking it. Yeah, how are you liking ranked on Olympus, Lucas?
Ranked on Olympus, bro, that's, I don't know, I've never, like, season 7 was really the season where I went hardcore on ranked, so, like, the first split, I didn't really get to play much of Olympus, so I'm, like, really liking it now, so.
Yeah, that's the thing for us, we went, like, really hardcore on ranked in season 7, we both did so bad together, just because, I don't know, we never performed good together. Even in pubs, yeah. We would never do good. Last season, like, all last season, we did terrible. Until, wasn't it the end of last season? Wasn't it, like, 3 weeks before the season ended that me and you started doing good in ranked?
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like,
so,
I don't know. It was weird.
So, basically, what happened was I was Bloodhound main then, he was Gibby main then. Both weren't the best at him. So, yeah, basically what happened is I was more of an aggressive player. He was a super passive Gibby, and I got tired of it and basically said, I'm not playing with you anymore. Well, not really. Like, we just both knew that we weren't going to play ranked together anymore because we sucked together. And so we both just basically solo queued our way to gold and then kind of stopped in Olympus, and then World Dead, we tried making it work again for the first, like, halfway through, for the first 20 days of World's Edge, it was not working out at all. Then we stopped again, found two other people that we started to play with, Bacon Boy and Toxic Tomb 33. So we both started playing with them a lot. And, I mean, that didn't really help as much. Then, there's 3 weeks left of the season, basically, and when we stopped playing together for that huge period of time, Lucas just finally, after he realized that when you're in gold lobbies, you're not going to be able to get enough points by just playing passive and going for the dub. You're going to have to get lots of kills. So then he started playing aggressive, and then he was just performing really good, getting 2Ks on Wraith and everything, even though he never plays Wraith. And so then I was just like, bro, we should try this again. And we did. It worked out well. Found some teammates. And then, yeah, season 8 happened. We just kept going with it, and Olympus is good.
Yes, sir. We came a long way, bro. That is true.
I'm ranked, yes. Pubs.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sir. And the next thing is we have gold and heirloom guns. You can now pick the scope you want. I feel like I needed a sound drop there.
We're just having the crowd cheering. Woohoo!
Yes. So happy for this. Can finally take that Digi off the Prowler. And put a 1X dot on it, which I'm...
Okay. Okay, I'm loving the 1X on Prowler, bro. This gun shoots so far, it's nasty if you can control it. We both can agree on that. Like, I know you're an automatic guy, but you just hate burst guns, you know. When have you ever been the burst guy?
Exactly. Like, never. Like, it all started from, like, Paladins and Battlefront, where the burst weapons just were horrible.
No.
That I never got.
Okay, Paladins, yeah. Paladins and Bruce Gun sucked. But Battlefront, no.
Well, I was just so bad. I don't know, man. I'm just so bad with Bruce.
We were talking about Star Wars Battlefront 2, if you guys don't know. It's a old game we used to play together. That's like when we first started playing video games mainly together. Like, we played the occasional Rocket League and Minecraft and stuff, but...
And, yeah. Not, I mean, I just played, like, FIFA, like...
Yeah.
When the days when I was only allowed to play FIFA.
I meant together, but, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm also happy. Yeah. I can finally take the 1-2x off that Spitfire. That was so bad.
Oh my gosh, bro, yes.
Here's the thing. For me with Spitfire, yeah. What happened was, I used the, before, like, I never found gold ones very often unless I was in Fight Night, and basically what happened was, I always used the 2X on it, like, originally, because it was good, and then I was like, dang, this 3X is pretty nasty, so I started using 3X, started decimating, and then I tried to go back to the 2X, and I, like, swapped the 3X for the 2X, and... Not a single shot, so I just went back straight back to the 3X, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm never using the 2X again on Spitfire.
Yeah, like, I don't know, Spitfire is in a weird place right now, where it's like, you have to get first shot on people, and if you do, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you don't get first shot, then the person can just beam you with Volt, and then, like, here's the thing, the whole point of Spitfire is just... While the other person's reloading, you don't have to reload, so...
Exactly.
If the person has cover, kind of sucks, low-key.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Yeah. We got a Watson buff, finally. Devs are realizing we need to show this character some love. So, it was through the passive, and her shields, if you are... Say you, like, have a Blue Evo, and you level it up... You don't have to pop a shield sail. It'll just slowly charge up, like kind of like an Octane, but slower and with armor. But it's not the biggest change in the world. Like, yes, it's good. It's definitely a good change to her ultimate accelerant. It wasn't the best passive to her. But it was definitely a really good change. Happy about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to affect me like... Oh yeah, Watson buff. Gotta play Watson in rank now. Caustic is still extremely better.
Yeah, I just feel like respawn slowly trying to make vibes just to like put them on the same level, which is a good and bad thing because it's like, I don't know, it's definitely interesting to see how what they're doing with Watson because I mean Caustic's just the like main in holding buildings and even aggressive, like I don't know, it's just really interesting right now. She's in an interesting spot, so
yeah, for sure bro. But like I said, I'm happy with it. It's definitely a good change for her.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. And now we have our favorite event skins. J-Man, take it away.
Okay, Doc. Favorite event skins. I mean, coming from a Gibby main, I'm foolish not to say that. That Gibby skin is pretty fire. It was dope. Definitely, you know, favorite part of the skin is the rope belt. Totally. it was a cool feature. So that's my number one. Number two, gotta go with Crypto. That Crypto skin was fire. Definitely one of my favorite Crypto event skins that we've ever gotten. So clean, man.
So crispy.
He looks dope in dreads, and the whole outfit's just sick. Coming in my number three, last spot, I gotta go with the Sheriff Caustic. That skin's so fire. It's better. I'd take that one over the anniversary one. I really loved it. So good, bro.
Yeah, that is true. Good choices. Yeah, mine's definitely Gibraltar as well. The Gibraltar skin is just really good. And, then the Watson skin.
That one was cool.
It was a cool skin. I mean, he doesn't look as cool in it, but it's still a cool skin.
Yeah. It's definitely a cool skin with the night effect and everything.
Yeah, and then there's the Loba skin.
Hey, we
it's basically a replica of Watson's skin, just on Loba.
Yeah, in different colors. But, yeah. Like, we don't even play Loba that often. Like, sometimes in pubs. But this was a fire skin. Like, even I know that, and I don't ever play Loba. And I would definitely have bought this skin if I didn't want to spend $100 on the event, which I already spent a good amount for the Gibby and some others. But yeah, those are good rankings. I definitely agree with those. Good viable ones. But now let's talk about the biggest change for the Chaos Theory event patch. We had the Mastiff nerf. Like, honestly, this made me want to vomit. It was, like, when I just have a Mastiff, I'm just like, you don't get that nice feeling, like, Arthro and Mastiff, this slowdown's good, I'm set, bro, like, I can't go wrong here. But now, it's just like, Mastiff, I don't know, it just makes me want to vomit. So,
exactly.
Two things change here.
Yeah.
What is the new meta gun loadout? Is EVA 8 better? When what about bubble fights? Those are the two meta changing things right here.
Yeah, for me, here's the thing that people have to realize is that the Mastiff was nerfed, but the EVA didn't get any better. So that is the main problem. I feel like if you're a Gibby, yes, you should probably be running EVA 8, or, I mean, if you have nothing else, a Mastiff. But it's just, I don't know. I don't run Mastiff anymore. I usually run an LMG. Don't carry that much ammo with it if I have, like, an R01. So, yeah, man, it's just, it's hard for me, because, like, I don't know, man, that was my gun. I feel like it was a lot of people's, too. And
for you, it doesn't really affect you as much, though, because you're not a Gibby main. You're a Horizon, Wraith, sometimes Caustic main. Mainly Horizon, though.
Yeah,
and
Horizon.
You're not required to use a shotgun. Like, bubble fights aren't essential for you. You can literally just run in with a charge rifle for all you care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, although I did like to queue up and then just land on people's head and
okay. We all gotta admit that was the most fun part of playing Horizon.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If you're close enough, you can still hit people for 105. It's just not as long as range. So what it really comes down to right now is if you're playing a Gibby and you're required to use a shotgun like me, it really comes down to what shotgun are you gonna be able to be better with? Right now, I think R3 or EVE-8, even if you're not a Gibby, is better. But one, I think you need a scope on it. Any scope except for a 2X or a 1 to 2X is good on it. It doesn't matter. Digi, preferably. Like everyone, probably. But if you haven't used an EVE-8 and you don't know what it's like as much, you just need to really practice with it. If you really practice with it, it's really nasty right now, considering the Mastiff's nerf. But if you're better with the Mastiff and you're still can do better than an EVE-8 with it, then by all means, use the Mastiff. Doesn't matter to me. Right now, I'm more leaning towards the EVE-8, but I also haven't been needing to use shotguns as much, conveniently enough. Also, because I've jumped up a sensitivity, I'm now on 4 and 3. I think that's what it is. Whatever you're on, Lucas. Isn't your ADS 4 and your ADS 3 and regular then your other look sensitivity is
4? Yeah, I went all the way back to default, so.
Yeah, since we're both on now, that was the main problem for him, so now you're doing exceptionally well.
Yes, sir.
So, mainly now, Mastiff definitely is not the play for me, and EVE-8, you've seen all the pros using it too, definitely think that's better right now.
Yeah.
But the big question with this is, what are the new meta loadouts now? Which we will tell you about after this quick break from our sponsors.
Hey guys, go right now check out the Courier Creative, and they are a meteor service and content brand specializing in producing, designing, distributing, and publishing, and creating content that sends a message. So go check them out right now and show them some love.
And we're back. So, yeah. Got loadouts right now. For me, it's a Gibby. Again, like I said, R301 eBay. R301 is insane. We had a couple of insane games a couple days ago on the first day of the rank split. It's crazy. Dropped a 30 bomb. This is amazing, bro.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know, man. R301 is definitely at the top of my list. I strive to find an R301, and I've actually taken to... Here's the thing. If you lower your sensitivity, then you won't want to use 2x as much, and so now I have a 1x with the dot, not the circle, because that one's doggy, dog water. Try to keep it family friendly here.
friendly family?
But yeah, like, R301 for sure, and then, like, now, since I don't have a Mastiff, I still want a gun that doesn't use up a lot of storage for ammo, so definitely charge rifle is next. More for Kings Canyon, though. It's a bit harder on Olympus, but it's still a great weapon on Olympus.
Yeah.
It's a great weapon in general.
Didn't you say you're running charge rifle if you're playing anyone other than Horizon, and then if you're not, you're running, like, Volt or something like that?
Yeah, Volt or... I mean, even, like, I don't know, R9? I mean, I can't use R9 because I'm running R301, which very hard to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
If you really worked out on trying to make the E8 work, I think that's definitely a viable option.
Yeah, that's true. But unless they do something to E8 or Mastiff, I think I'm gonna leave shotguns alone right now.
Hey, you're pretty insane with PK with no scope on it. Bro.
That is true.
Bro, this man he's just floating up on a Horizon queue up to the silos, charges it up fully, bam, hits him for 80 headshot while he's on the gravity lift. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay. Bro, and then in firing range. Well, okay. Yeah.
Moving on. We have the new heat shield that came with this update. So basically keep you from taking ring damage if you have not already noticed. But what are your thoughts on this being in ranked and in competitive?
I really think it's a great addition. The healing aspect of it, bro, that is crazy. If you just put it 1 inch in the ring, like one tiny little centimeter in the ring, and then you, like, Gibby bubble over it, you can just heal so fast, bro. It's freaky. Like, it's faster than Winter Express.
Oh, bro, Winter Express. That's something else right there.
Shit.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I like it.
Respawn beacons, huh? Got anything to tell us about respawn beacons?
Yes, sir. Respawn beacons no longer take up backpack space. I feel like that will definitely... Like, if you don't have a heat shield, then you're probably going to be carrying a respawn beacon, a mobile respawn beacon. And I really feel like that will encourage the use of more cryptos in, like, pro play. Not as much as in ranked. Just for, like, crypto's just really hard to use. But, yeah, I really think it's a big thing for just to boost up crypto, in my opinion. And just, it's pretty good, too. Just if you're... Yeah.
Agreed. I was just kind of like, you know, taking in everything right there.
Yeah.
For me, I definitely think you should always have one person using a respawn beacon on your team in ranked. If you do, that's game-changing.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
A little quality of life change right there. But we have another sort of nerf to Gibby. There's two of them. So he does not heal faster in his bubble anymore, sadly. And his arm shield has bleed through now. So basically, a lot of what was happening was people were cravering Gibbies but it was hitting just a slim inch of their arm shield and hitting their arm shield for 150 instead of their body. So, basically, now, if you hit their arm shield, it counts for Evo damage and overall damage, and it also has bleed through, like we just said, and you do not heal faster in the bubble. You still have quick res and everything, which is great. I cannot imagine taking that away. That'd be huge in competitive play.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I really think that, I mean, the arm shield is definitely the biggest part for me. I don't really notice a faster heal in the bubble, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I never really did, too.
But yeah, the arm shield, that kind of stinks. You know, I dodged a lot of Kraber shots in my day, but, you know.
Your day is keeping main.
Yes, sir. And now we have another thing we gotta talk about.
you make it seem like it's the worst thing ever. Oh, we have to talk about another thing in the podcast? Really?
Oh, jeez, man.
Some co-host.
Hey, it's late at night. So, Low Profile is removed from Pathfinder. Basically, Low Profile is... hitbox was, like, just made bigger. So, yeah.
It was just made really big, and especially when flying in the air with his grapples. So, not the biggest change ever. It's definitely something that was needed. I feel like that was definitely one of the few reasons that we saw him not being used as much in competitive play, but also that was mainly because of them giving the passive to where everyone, all recon legends, can scan beacons and see the next zone. If they needed that, I feel like we would have been in the meta of Watson, Wraith, Pathfinder for a long time. But, yeah. On to Horizon, we have the black cooldown increased from 2 minutes through 3 minutes. Another nerf to Horizon, like, come on. They're just nerfing this legend into the ground. But one thing I have to say about this is a lot of podcasts and just pro players out there in the community have been saying, this isn't that big of a deal. It's just a minute. Like, yeah, I mean, a minute actually can be game-changing. If, you know, if you're running into a fight and you still have that minute left, you're not able to use your ult. You're not able to throw your nades down at that ult and blow people up. I don't know. Lucas, take it away. You're the Horizon main.
Yeah, I really feel like it makes Horizon a lot harder to use, and you have to really strategize how you use her, which I kind of like, just because, like, I don't know, I like a little bit of a nerf just to make her more challenging. I still feel like she is as strong as she was before. You just have to know how to use her. It's like basically like Crypto now. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, Crypto's an insane legend, but again, you have to know how to play him. It's like really, I mean, Horizon's not that hard to play. You just have to strategize the pull now.
Yeah. Which,
I mean, noobs aren't gonna do very well.
Yeah, I just think Ultimate Accelerants are a bigger deal than you think right now. Like, in ranked, I usually try to carry one ultimate accelerant if I have a blue bag or higher. Sacrifice, you know, 60 stack of ammo for, it's not the biggest deal, but I always try to. I'm always popping them if I don't have my ult, obviously, it's common sense, but I know a lot of people don't. They'll just run by them. But for me, it's just, I like to, just to be safe, you know, in ranked, it's not that big of a deal. But, yeah, I definitely agree with you on there with it. You just need to know how to play her. But we have a Rampart buff. Like, I mean, this isn't the biggest thing. It's not going to make her viable. It's not, every team's not going to be running her in AOGS now. But Rampart walls are 200. They need 200 damage to destroy now, not just one wingman shot while they're being built up. But, I mean, it's just a little quality of life change again. But what are your thoughts on this, Lucas?
Yeah, like, I definitely feel like, I don't know, I feel like she's sneaking up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now we got a buff to the Wingman magazine. It's not that OP, but here's the thing. It's like, I was kind of like, when I first started the game, because, like, IRL, I'm a big gun nerd, so, like, I was like, it's a revolver, but it only has 5 shots, so, yeah, that was kind of interesting, because, I mean, most gun nerds will know that revolvers only have 6 shots or 9 shots, so, yeah, I mean, it was just kind of a common sense buff. I really like it. I feel like it makes it a little bit better. Not that OP, though.
Yeah, the buff was adding 1 bullet to every magazine now. But yeah, don't go be thinking that Lucas has muscles or anything. He doesn't. He just likes to shoot guns in his yard, and that's all.
Not in my yard. I have neighbors.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No inside joke there. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. The Hemlock had a hitfire nerf right now. The hitfire is so bad now with Hemlock. It's random. It's literally random. And it's pretty bad close range now. For me, I use it still, but definitely I'm looking to have a Spitfire Flatliner R301 more now. Even like G7 sometimes, if I can find a 2 to 4X. So Hemlock's still good, but I don't use it as much now because I can't rely on that hitfire as much.
Yeah, that is true. But I don't know, man. I feel like with these nerfs, Respawn is trying to push some sort of agenda, which, I mean, none of us have figured out yet. So I'm really interested to see, as the seasons progress, what all these nerfs are really leading up to.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Imperial House said. He said there's an idea of what if they had either an LTM, or if they just brought back where every legend was OP, where they had Wraith portals were insane, Insta-Q, where Crypto Metacaustic, everything, Pathfinder, where they brought back with the insane Scout, insane Prowler, PK, and everything was just floor loot. And they just made everything insane. And, like, if they buffed everything to where it was huge in meta, if you're buffing everything, then technically, if everything's buffed, everything's insane. And if everything's insane, everything's balanced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or,
for sure, yeah.
If you just nerf everything to the same point, then everything's balanced again. So, like,
exactly. It's kind of weird, but, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what Respawn has about this, but
that would be cool, but when that happens, then technically, nothing's, like, there's no point to anything. You know?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It doesn't matter what guns you pick up. I definitely think it'd be cool to have, like, an LTM for the one where you buff everything, but I don't really want to see Respawn do the one where they nerf everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Another change we have, kind of quality of life again, though, is endgame stats. Now, it's really hard to explain, but basically when you die, then you see, like, your stats and everything, and card and everything, it's, you can now see assists, knocks, and kills now. So, that was just a nice little change. Also, with your badges, and when you're looking at them, in your legend, when you click on the legend and you see all your badges, like, for instance, the one where it is, you can, it's get 5 kills, do 5 games with 5 kills or more for any legend. It'll show you like 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5, you know? And then, yeah, it just lets you know.
Yeah, so, and now we got players being revived by a gold pack backpack. It will show the color of their armor lighting on their body.
I know more about this than you a little bit, though. Basically, when you're getting revived by someone with a gold bag, it just shows, like, little lightning bolts every once in a while vibrating over their body of the color of their armor. So it's just a little indication. I know Liquid Hodgick was talking about this a while ago in the middle of, it was, like, middle of Season 8 split, rank split, King's Canyon. He was talking about how it's really OP with Lifeline. And it is. That would be insane with Lifeline when your gold bag doesn't show up. And that's why this little quality of life change was really good. But now,
yeah,
we have a potential, this is a theory, you know, our first Apex theory. if you don't know why we made an Apex theory, it was because back a long time ago, I had a Fortnite theory podcast, and it was inspired by the YouTuber Star Wars Theory, where he had lots of theories and stuff, and so I started doing that with Fortnite, and then I completely stopped and was like, let's make an Apex theory one. So, yeah, this is our first Apex theory.
We just stuck with it because
it's a lot of work going through and changing everything, and that'd be weird saying welcome to Apex Theory. Sorry, this is actually someone's whole podcast. That'd be weird, and we also have to get new cover art and everything. Our theory is that, like they did last year, they did an April Fool's update where it was the gold care packages was gold Mozambiques, but it was insane because there was 12 bullets in it and it was automatic. So, and the damage was increased hugely, especially with Hammer Point. It was just insane and shredded through people. Like, you thought PK was good? No way. But we also have a theory that the P20 will come back and be really good. So, I don't know. I think that'd be definitely cool for April Fool's update. Definitely have to see. April Fool's is only a couple days away. You know, I'm definitely hyped. But yes, let's get go ahead.
Well, Respawn actually has confirmed that, I mean, P20's not going to be better on ground, but if you are on a zipline and you hit somebody with a P20, it will hit them. I kid you not. For 195 damage.
Really?
More than the average body Kraber shot.
Oh boy. I'm actually hyped for this, man. This could be cool. I just hope they don't add that to rank. I'm taking a break from rank for a couple weeks. I'm gonna go down a little Warzone. Just kidding, I'm never switching over to Warzone. The Apex would have to do some really, really bad things, and that may upset me to make me go back to Warzone.
Yeah, we would have to change this to a Warzone podcast. But
Warzone Theory! No, we would definitely come up with a better name for that.
That is true.
Goals for the week now. Lucas, hit us with your goal for the week.
My goal for the week is work better on comms and calls. So, yeah.
What he means by this is making his comms better, like, on decisions, and like, oh, let's go here, rotate here, you know, back up, queue up here, you know, all that, and get his calls better, so like, cracked him, move here, you know, all that, which, like, Lucas has pointed about this a lot in when we play, is my comms and calls are really strong, which is why I'm always an IGL player, and then, yeah, so that's one thing I've pointed out to him ever so many times is that his calls, like, Lucas will be in an endgame fight and his last squad left, and he'll just be, like, doing a bunch of stuff, running down and then jumping off and then shooting him and, like, not even telling me any info, and then I'll just be like, this guy's cracked, we should push this, right, move up, huh, yeah? And he's just, like, not saying anything and just, you know, being quiet, and then a lot of times that's led us to die.
But, yeah, like, I don't know, man. I just, like, sometimes I just catch myself thinking about just random things while I'm playing and just dealing, like, and one-clipping people with R301. I don't know. Random school stuff. I don't know. But
yeah, you're a wanderer, Lucas. My goal for the week is really just to master the Evade for a gimme. Because this is just a huge change for him, and I need to master this for bull fights and everything.
Yeah, like, I definitely, like, I don't know, I feel like everybody should start to get better with EVA 8. I really feel like it is a little bit underrated, but, like I said at the beginning of this, it didn't get any better, so people are gonna have to really figure out how to use this for this to potentially be in meta. At this point, the players will make this in meta, not Respawn, so I kinda like that about it. But we'll see.
Same, I agree with that. Yeah, last thing before we get out of here is tips and tricks. Like we said a couple episodes ago, is instead of me doing one and Lucas doing one, now it's just the Apex Theory Podcast tip and trick for the week. And this week's is when Gibby bubbles, whenever you wait a couple seconds and then throw arc stars, if you can, throw arc stars at the top of the bubble, and then if you have enough thermite grenades, throw them at some of the sides so they, if they try to run out of the bubble, they'll start burning. And a lot of people do not know this, but if you throw it at the top of the Gibby bubble, when the bubble falls, the arc star will fall with it and blow up as soon as it hits the ground. And then that's 100 free damage. Possibly 2 knocks or 3 if they're all in the bubble and
yeah.
You have enough arc stars.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely shredded me in firing range in those bubble fights.
Yes!
But here's a weird thing. When you throw a thermite at a Gibby bubble and the Gibby bubble goes away,
oh yeah,
low-key, like, the thermite just floats.
Floats midair. I'm wondering where that gravity is. Yeah, so, like I just said, Lucas and I were 1v1ing, and for some reason, whenever we're both playing Gibby in firing range, Lucas just runs out in bubbles for no reason. He just bubbles. Like, it doesn't even matter. He'll just push you in bubble. Like, why? Why? There's no point in that at all. And so I just got so sick and tired of it that I just threw 2 arc stars at the top of his bubble. And he was like, bro, why'd you do that? It doesn't even penetrate it. Are you stupid? And then the bubble falls, and the arc stars fall too, and blow up in his face, and he dies. And he's like, that was so stupid. You suck.
Wait, what? I didn't say that.
Yeah, a little over-exaggeration there, but I mean, he did not say I suck, but he was mad. Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Apex Theory. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave us a 5-star review to be listened to on the next podcast, and check out both of our Twitch channels to see us go live and turn notifications on. I'm Knights of Ren with a 1 instead of a T and a 3 instead of an E. That would be KNIGH1SOFR3N. And for Lucas, that is Last Cheerio, LASTCH3 ROI.